The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
Pescando Gloria aquí en el arroyo. Mira pues.
During heavy rains last year in a small town outside Havana, people saw something remarkable. Large freshwater catfish called Claria were swimming in the flooded streets. In this YouTube video, people are so excited they splash out to grab them.
Pesquería de Claria en un arroyo.
That happy scene was also an environmental alert. Claria are an invasive species in Cuba. They're supposed to be confined to aquaculture fisheries. That's where they're bred for food. Outside those farms, as these claria obviously were, they're notorious for devouring anything in their paths.
If claria gets released outside their controlled conditions, they can be a serious problem.
Maria Araujo is a marine biologist with Cuba's Science, Technology, and Environment Ministry. Araujo spoke with me by phone from Cienfuegos, Cuba, a fishery center where a lot of claria are grown. And she was also adamant about this.
En este momento, no es una amenaza.
At this moment, claria is not a threat to the environment in Cuba. It is under control.
That's the message Cuba's communist government wants out there. It insists the claria are better contained in their tanks now, and there's no danger of them escaping again. Cuba is facing a growing food shortage. That's forced the regime to ramp up production of claria as a crucial protein supplement. Officials recently said sausages like chorizo will be made with claria instead of pork, which is scarce right now. That's Cuba's commerce minister, Betsy Diaz, last month, telling Cubans how urgent it is to find alternative food products. Claria, also known as African catfish, is a big, tasty, resilient fish. It breeds abundantly and cheaply. But now that Cuba has decided to make claria a solution to its economic crisis, can it contain the ecological threat? Scientists outside Cuba say this is a big catch-22.
When you're dealing with a food crisis, farming fish is a good solution.
Martin Grossell is a fish and environment expert at the University of Miami's Rosenstiel School of Marine and Atmospheric Science.
Does it come without any risks? No, it does not. The African catfish, it's controversial because in areas where it's been released into the environment, it has taken over quite readily and is competing with native species, and that's a big concern.
Claria were introduced to Cuba 20 years ago during another more severe economic crisis known as the Special Period. Since then, hurricanes are blamed for letting the fish escape its breeding tanks and wreak ecological havoc on the island. Martin Arostegui is a sport fisherman. He's also a retired doctor in Miami. He was born in Cuba, and 6 years ago, he went back for his first fishing trip since leaving.
When I was a little boy in Cuba, I went fishing in the Cienega de Zapata for bass. And now there's practically none because the claria have decimated all these fish.
Claria often push other fish out of the way and eat their eggs. They've reduced other native Cuban fish like gar and biahaca. Arostegui says the claria's size makes it such an eco-bully.
Claria can grow up to 60 or 70 pounds or more. In Cuba, local fish in fresh water don't get to be that big. So the claria will overpower everything.
By now, most Cubans are aware of that, so the government produced a video game 4 years ago to improve Claria's image. It's called Super Claria. It portrays the omnivorous fish as an environmental superhero. It eats up trash in lakes and rivers.
When you have a starving population, I think all options are on the table.
John Stieglitz is a research professor at UMiami's aquaculture facility on Virginia Key. He understands why Cuba is making this big bet on claria.
But we try and steer folks towards using native species.
And Stieglitz believes there are plenty of those for Cuba to choose from. He points to a tank full of sleek, dark cobia. It's a prolific ocean fish native to Florida and Cuban waters. But for now, the claria is Cuba's superfish. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.